Our first item of old business this evening is case number 12,336. Michael and Donna Beck seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.25, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Sir, folks, we do have other business and these mics are sensitive, so if you could discuss these outside of chambers. Mr. Murray, you could take your conversation out. Thank you.
Okay.
And members may remember this from the previous meeting of July 12th. 15.
Okay. Do we have any discussion?
And just to be clarified, I think there were actually three variances that were required in this one, Mr. Whitehouse, because there were steps as well that were added at the meeting.
Correct. So it was a 6-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a screened porch, and an 8-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard for an uncovered deck. Plus, in addition,
looks like 8-foot from the 10-foot rear for proposed steps.
Correct, as well. So three. So, yeah. Thank you.
Those are on the steps.
Problem with on this. I don't think I tabled it, I think. I can't remember if I did or not.
You were the one who moved to table this one.
Yes. So that's what I thought.
That's what my notes say.
I believe it was because additional material was submitted and you wanted some time to look at it.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Do we have to remove from the table?
Pardon?
Do we have to remove this from the table?
No, because it was presented by Mr. Whitehouse to table till tonight, so it's been put on there as old business, so tonight we're discussing as part of the agenda.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, I tabled it, I guess, because I think it was going to die. But, what's the problem anybody else having with this?
Well, I don't think there's been any other variances in the neighborhood that we had found.
He was saying the position of his house, the lot next to the pool.
Because of the cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac. That's where he
cuts it back. But when you look at this picture, and you can see these other houses across there, you know, it's the type of house that this is the reason why it doesn't have a screened porch. I mean, that was his choice, you know.
I myself don't have a problem with it. I think, if I remember correctly, maybe it was his ignorance or not, but he didn't realize it when he bought it, which would probably happen to me. And you can't help somebody wanting to better themselves or create a better house for their family.
Yeah.
So myself, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either. I don't have a problem with it. Mitch, he bought the house, he figured he could do that later. Now I can't.
And weren't we awaiting something from the HOA?
No.
My it's all approved.
I don't think so. We don't have to wait for anything.
We had verbal, I believe, from the applicant.
But we don't have to have anything from the HOA.
I understand, but I think it was a dangling chad.
The case was not left open for any new additional information, but I do note that the applicant in my notes had indicated that he was still going through the HOA approval process.
Okay. Yeah, we can prove it, they can still solve it, right?
Right.
Yes. Whether that's been complete at this point, I don't know. But it had not been left open for that.
Well, I haven't.
Okay. Well, then I will entertain a motion. There's no other discussion unless you want to discuss.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12336, Michael and Donna Beck, for the requested variance, pending written decision. I believe that the standards have been met regarding unique physical conditions. That there is a difficulty was not created, sort of, by the applicant. And I make the motion to approve.
I have a motion and a second.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
No.
Mr. Corman.
Yes, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson.
Yes, for my reasons.
And aye for the reason. So 4-1, it is approved.
Our last case this evening is case number 12,338. Charles Shirtle seeks variances from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115.82 and 115.182 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Thank you.
Questions? Discussion?
I think I did the same thing again. It was going to die.
We appreciate it.
So I brought it for discussion on that building.
Well, I think there's some questions.
I remain concerned that there was a building erected without a building permit.
Yes. I agree.
And anything else?
I will just say this. And I can understand and appreciate those concerns. I think the threshold question before the board is whether or not the property has some unique physical characteristic that had it, you know, let's say it hadn't been built and they were proposing it, would they still need a variance? I think that's a real threshold question for you all based on what we're...
How do you feel that way?
I think
we have a certain process.
Yeah, I understand that. The first question, though, is always whether there's a unique physical characteristic. It has to be a physical one that has created the need for a variance. And because of that, has that created the exceptional practical difficulty?
This building is erected, and we don't even know if it's built the way it should be built.
That's true, and you could certainly condition that the applicant go through the building permit process if you so decided to approve it. He would have to, yeah, but you could make that expression. You could make an express condition that he go through, you know, all the proper processes for that. So
was that wetlands delineated? I mean, was it actual wetlands? I mean, I know it's low. I'm familiar with that area. I know it's low, but I mean,
we had that testimony.
That's right.
But do we have the facts?
Yeah, that was rough.
There was a testimony by a neighbor who talked about the sharp slope, and I believe there's also a survey, although I don't know how clear it is in your packet, that did show a topographical decline. So you do have that.
Yeah, the gradient.
Yeah. Now whether or not that's delineated as wetlands, I don't know that that's shown, but it does show the undulations on the land.
Maybe it's superficial or not, just bothers me. He's building it behind the billboard.
Any discussion?
The county would have to stop.
Correct, this was picked up by assessments.
Assessment, yeah.
And Mr. Sherple engaged with staff the following day. Actually, I believe it was the same day. So as soon as we picked it up, Mr. Sherple engaged with us. So. Which has led him here.
So if he didn't pick it up, you guys didn't pick it up, it would have been done.
Like, we would eventually catch it.
Yeah. I don't understand the conversation. What was your question, Mr. Swerman?
I said if the county picked it up and they stopped them from building. That's it.
Oh, picked up the issue.
Issue, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Look, it's looking just like this.
Okay. Now,
but if the county didn't do it, pick him up, I mean, he would have been done.
Understood.
But I had a permit and.
Pleasure of the board.
Can you state, Jamie, what we're looking at here? Because we can easily get this confused.
Sure. So the five criteria that you have, the first standard is whether there's a unique physical condition or circumstance or the property that has created the exceptional practical difficulty. So that's your first threshold question. And if I think the applicant argued that, there was the woodlands and the wetlands or the slope of the property made it so that he couldn't build closer to the rear, he had to build more to the front. So then you go, okay, if you found that he met that standard, is it, could he develop it in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code? And if not, is it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? And then is the exceptional practical difficulty being created by the applicant, or is it due to the uniqueness of the property? And then will it alter the essential character of the neighborhood? Is it the minimum that won't be detrimental to public welfare or adversely affect neighboring properties, or is it the minimum variance to afford relief? I mean, those are the standards that you're looking at. So I think that that's really the if you were just look at that land, do you think he could build upon it in compliance?
The problem I kind of have with it is there was a phone call, I understand, that was to the planning zoning he was told a number and he built to that number. What if that number was the correct number? Would he have made that work?
I think the question there would be if you were to look at that survey. And this isn't an answer that I can make, but I think look at the survey and look at potentially the aerials and what have you and go, is there another place on that property where maybe that could have been built in compliance so that is it the minimum to afford relief? Could he have built it elsewhere? Could he have built in strict compliance? Is this variance necessary to enable reasonable use? So I think if you were to look at the materials in front of you, you could look at that and evaluate and see what you think, see if those standards have been met.
I do hate to see anybody in business have to take down the building that's partially built, but anybody in business should know, follow the right steps.
And if I recall, Mr. Whitehouse, am I correct? This is a 60-foot front yard setback.
Correct. So the application form actually referred to a requested variance to the side yard, and as staff initially introduced it at the last meeting, staff noted that the applicant was requesting a 26.1-foot and 11.0-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback for an existing structure, and that we didn't believe that a variance was required from the side yard setback. It was just the front yard only.
Yeah, and looking at this, and I'm showing it to Mr. Corman now, there's a plan that's dated May 20th of 2019 that you all should have. I thought the one that I had was not clear. The one I have is actually quite clear, showing the location of the building, that the corner that is the closest to the road is 33.9 feet from...
Which one are you looking at? Oh, I don't think that's very clear.
I will send the one I have down. It appears to be a clearer one, so I don't know. It's likely the same one, but you can see on the topographical lines there.
I have the full size of it.
Oh, that's clear.
Thank you. That may be helpful because you can perhaps see the slope.
Can I see that?
Sure. Oh, look, he's got the big man.
Oh, boy.
So if you believe the bottom half to the left is wetlands, in the middle of it. You go from 24 feet up by the road down to 14 feet.
14.
That's your, so you got a 10 foot decline.
But and I'm still staying this way.
Understand. I'm going from here down.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not an engineer. Let's make that real clear. I'm just reading these gradient lines coming along, and we'd have setback problems with this in here, I would think.
Yeah, the plot does show this.
In this case, it's commercial onto. And he's just throw on the zoning map.
My statement remains. I think that was.
Yeah, fine.
I can believe that that's wetlands down there. I stay with where I started, that a building was erected and there wasn't a permit.
Yeah. I'll entertain a motion.
You can also,
if you're ready.
Denver, I can give permission to fill in wetlands. I've done it. Legally.
Yes.
Legally, I want to add that.
Yeah, you need to get that word.
Yeah. Not saying it's cheap.
No.
If we deny the variance, what recourse does he have?
He'd have to, and there's appellate process, but he'd have to remove it if otherwise. The building permit would be, issuance would be conditioned upon the Board of Adjustment approving the variance.
That's the situation.
I think one of the things that, I don't know if you noticed on here, but it does show the setback. I didn't catch it when I first looked at it, but I just noticed it does show the setback lines on the plot. So you can see where the building area, building envelope would be.
I
Would anyone like to make a motion? Lack of a motion?
The board wished they could move to table it as well if additional time was needed.
The only thing I gotta say is, I know he didn't get a building permit. He put the building up without going through the right channels. But where he put it at, I think it's in a place you could put it. To what we just went over and everything we looked at. So.
I disagree. I think he could have moved it back some. I think he could have made the 60 feet.
But you look at the tree line and everything else right here, you look at
it. Well, you can clear trees out.
Yeah.
This was the easy way.
Mm-hmm. My opinion. So, I don't see where we need to table it. But you might need to make a motion to do what you want to do with it. Okay. If you let it die, it's going to tear that thing down anyway. Right, Jim?
Well,
if it dies, it's done.
Yeah, I think the better course would be to have if there is some movement to decline it, than to do a motion to deny it. If there is a motion, if there is a movement to approve it, move to approve it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're better off that way instead of letting it sit. What we found when we did it before.
I think it makes my job easier to prepare the findings, knowing the board's position one way or another, and then we have a clear record for the applicant and the public going forward.
I don't think, as long as I've been on the board, we never let nothing die before.
Right.
We all made a motion one way or the other.
Would it help to see the flood zone map overlaid on the parcel?
Yes.
And can you? And the topography, we have the topography layer as well. So those are the known areas of flood risk.
Wow.
We don't have a wetlands delineation, but the likelihood of there being wetlands is increased. And we have a topography map that we can overlay as well. Actually, I think right at the bottom, and I think it's under statewide. And as Mr. Workman laid out, that they are constraints. And
that was on that map that we have.
This is our data. So.
And I'm not going to say where he built it. It didn't make the most sense for the most economical way to do it, for sure. But that doesn't mean it's right. I'll make a motion to deny case number 12338, Charles Chertel.
do not feel he's met several of the reasons. I can list them if you want me to.
I would.
I believe he did not meet, I believe this was created by the applicant, not, so number three, I don't believe he met that. And cannot otherwise be developed, I don't think he met that either.
A second. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Nay.
And I vote yes. So for a vote of 4-1, it is denied.
You're all wrong, I can tell you that, because I called and did my due diligence. I called the planning zone thinking that I needed a permit.
This is not a place.
Never. I knew I needed a permit, and I called and got bad information. And you're all causing me health problems over this. I am not happy one bit with this entire building, planning and zoning. You're causing me a lot of problems. I'm in the right 100%.
I just wanted to stay back and say thank you. I could have left that out. Thank you.
That's fine. She's there to take us out tonight. That poor guy. He's screaming at Jamie. Somebody better call somebody.
Yeah, there's this security guard.
They're arguing out there.
Have you adjourned?
Oh, I'm
move.
Sorry.
I'm to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All those in favor. Sorry. Too much.